623 Sports Radio, 92.9 A Game. It's the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Ali Mack, Squid, Billy, and Dylon. Guys, we're going to get into the Ruben Amaro comments in just a second. And obviously the Braves postponed last night. But one thing that did happen last night, me and my son got a chance to go to the United game. We'll get into Atlanta United and everything that happened in that game later on. But it was crazy. It was like, I got last-minute tickets, and I was like, hey, I'm going to take my son. And I was building it up to him. I was like, hey, man. I'm like, finding everything I can to make it feel special for him. He's four. He's like, you know, it's like hit or miss. And I'm like, hey, go ask mommy if you can stay up past your bedtime to go to work with daddy. Like, you know, like, I'm like trying to find everything. He's like, his eyes get huge. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah. Daddy's got to go to the big stadium. See if mommy will let you go to the big stadium and stay up past your bedtime. And he's like, yes. And, of course, I am walking in, and I just got through security, and I look over, and I swear this is crazy because I've only ever met her one time. The first thing I notice is Dylan's girlfriend, Simone. I was like, oh, there's Simone. Oh, there's Dylan. Hey, Dylan.
I was recording Simone because we were there for Ticketmaster, and then I see Simone kind of look, and then I feel a pat on my back, and I look to my right. I was like, hey, it's Mike. I was like, what's up, Mike?
Like, what are the odds?
And I was like, hey, it's Ridge.
Yeah,
man, it was dope.
Had his little ear covers on. He was in the zone, son.
He was. He looked fired up, man. He was ready to go.
Yeah, he was. Dude.
He was ready to take a kid some good soccer.
I was like, no, you know what's funny? Dylan goes, "What's up, Ridge?" And we walk off. I made Ridge give him a high five, and we walk off. And he goes, "He knew my name." That's what Ridge said. I was like, "Yeah, buddy." I was like, "That's Daddy's friend." And he was like, "Oh, yeah, he knew my name." I was like, "Yeah, yeah." Anyways, it was a good night though. He tapped out early. He tapped out before any of the fireworks started at Atlanta United game.
So when did he tap out?
It was right after halftime.
Okay.
Like right after halftime. He looked at me and he goes, I want to go home. Like you could tell he started getting that glazed look in his eye. And I was like, all right, dude, it's already way past your bedtime at this point. So, all right, I believe you. I was like, yeah, just 2 minutes, buddy, 2 minutes. And he's like, no, I want to go home now. I was like, oh, okay.
So he verbally said, hey, we're good.
Yeah,
Time to go. He didn't just start, you know, like some kids.
It was like, you know how football players tap the top of their helmet when they need a sub? Yeah. Like, that's what he did. He was like, I'm tapping.
Yeah. Some tap their top of the head more than others.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's very self-aware. Red, he didn't go into the team. Whiny phase.
No, he didn't.
Well, that's my point. Yeah. That's exactly what I was getting at. It was like, he didn't start like, you know, just everything was a problem and, you know.
I want cotton candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did immediately think last night, too. It was the first time we've ever been to a sporting event, just us two. And every time I come in here and like, man, kids are stressful. Steak is always so good at being like, dude, fun's just starting. Because, you know, he does the basketball trips with Bobby and everything. And like, they go to different sporting events. He's like, you don't even understand. Like, the fun is just starting for you, man. I'm like, yeah. And last night was my first hint of like, oh, man, he's right. Like, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I think that for the most part, I'll probably still be doing sporting events alone.
For a little bit.
I don't think Pork Chop.
You don't know that.
No, I just don't think she's going to be like, yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's go watch this. Or let's go to the NASCAR race. I think maybe if I can get her into golf quick enough, she'll.
She might be a NASCAR driver.
No,
she might be like a little Hayden Panettiere and Remember the Titans, you know?
Yeah, that'd be nice. I don't think I have the money to put her in NASCAR or a race car.
You act like golf is going to be a cheap sport, but I got news for you.
It's
start getting custom clubs every year and a half.
Let me tell you something.
Cheap clothes she'll have to have.
Oh, that's a good point.
Her mother will handle that because I know that Amy will be like, oh, this is a cute outfit, and just all of a sudden will show up on my doorstep. But yeah. I
master swag, dude, age three.
Golf is still. It's still going to be cheaper than, hey, let's go get a trailer and let's go get a Legends car. And now let me try to figure out how to do more than what I know how to do already, which isn't a ton.
Well, look, and by the way,
ding,
I'm still looking to get a Legends car at age 38. So it is what it is.
Well,
I'm
I think the move is you go buy one and then you let me drive for a while until you can get the big enough seat and everything for you. And then by that time, I'll be an established Legends car driver.
We got to move on. But you've met my buddy Agan. He's 5'2". We always used to talk about all going in on a horse and letting him really get in lightweight shape so he could jockey it.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm so down for that. I'm so down, dude.
I've been around Agan quite a few. He's going to cut out on some of that drinking.
this is when he was a Marine like 20 years ago, you know? Anyways, we got to go on to the Ruben Amaro stuff. Now, if you don't know who Ruben Amaro is, he's held basically every job in baseball that you can possibly hold. Right? This guy was an outfielder, was a player. He went on to be the Phillies GM, Now he is a commentator for the local NBC's Philly affiliate.
Yeah, it's the FanDuel.
Right.
Their FanDuel.
Yeah, it's their edition of what the postgame show is or whatever they're doing seventh inning stretch-wise. And this kind of hits out and goes on social media yesterday. Here's Ruben Amaro, and he is addressing the situation where Spencer Strider hit Bryce Harper.
Someone will pay for that. I gotta believe there's a lot of baseball to play against the Atlanta Braves, and I will tell you that somebody on that mound will do the job by retaliating. I'm not sure when. They have plenty of time to do it, but it certainly should happen, because for me, even if it wasn't purposeful to hit him, I think that the retaliation sometimes is the right thing to do.
Now, I will ask you guys to hold your immediate reactions, because we have an auxiliary panel personnel that, like I said, is morning shift adjacent, is what we'll call him. And just see if you guys recognize the voice that joined Dukes and Bell yesterday to address this comment.
Yeah, was it Ruben Amaro was like trying to rattle people's cages that somehow this was intentional last night when Strider lost control of the fastball, which you just...
He's an idiot, if that's the case.
Yeah, that's what I said. I thought this guy knew baseball.
I just love that so much, dude. It's so matter of fact, and it's so frank. It's like, dude, there's no gray area.
Well, he's an idiot.
That's Grant to a T.
I know.
Like, that's the Grant I know. And I love it. That's what I said. Yeah, sure. It's great how Grant just popped there. I'll say this. I liked Ruben Amaro Jr. When he was a Goldbergs character. Because you ever seen the TV show Goldbergs?
Yes, very briefly.
Yeah, he went to that school with the kid that created it. Yeah, same school Matt Ryan too.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's William Penn.
Yes, yeah, Penn Charter. Yeah. It's just Penn Charter now.
I literally have Matt Ryan's profile pulled up to make sure I got the name right.
Yeah.
Now. Like, I was like, yeah,
I watched the video of Ruben Amaro Jr. doing this. He doesn't even believe the trash that's coming out of his mouth. I'm telling you, you can tell.
Poking the bear a little
but
bit.
But you can tell when guys feel passionate about something, when they're selling it. He's not. This is clout chasing by a guy who's just now an analyst.
Dude, that's a little bit heavy.
Hear me out. He does not believe that there needs to be retaliation, but he wants to say it because it's Bryce Harper. And he wants people to say, that guy's got our back. That is clout chasing. It's absolutely what it is. He's only saying that because it's Bryce Harper and because it's Spencer Strider. If you want to go up there and hit somebody, that's on y'all. But it's not going to – is this the path we want to go down? Because this is a guy on his third start coming back. His control was clearly an issue all night. His velocity wasn't what it used to be. And if you want to start, I know there's always been bad blood between these two teams. This wasn't that. But if you want to start down this path, it's going to hurt both teams in the long run, and both teams expect to be in a pennant race. And so I just don't believe that at any point Ruben Amaro believes what he's saying.
Well, it was just ugly and unnecessary. I think it was exactly 24 hours ago. I'm on this station saying you could see that Spencer Strider was physically shaken by what had just happened. It was not intentional. So to rile it up, it just doesn't need to happen. It'll be ugly down the line.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, there's also this feeling, too.
And Grant and I did not even converse over this, and I popped on the radio yesterday and heard him say that, and I was like, that's my man.
Ah, wow. Whoa. Hey. We need that just permanently. That needs to be next
both of those
to
cuts.
The Terry Fontenot. Yeah. It's a confidence on arrogance.
Well, and I'll say this too, and you know, I think you brought it up earlier, Bo. You're like, why wouldn't they have hit him right away? Like, why wouldn't have? I do think that there is an art to this these days, right? Because you do have that 7-game stretch at the end of June where you're going to get the Mets and then you're going to get the Phillies at Truist for a 3-game series. I don't like it. It's weird because obviously you get postponed last night. I think they would have waited till tonight either way if they were going to plunk somebody. It's not like they've never hit Ronald Acuña, though.
Can we
reverse there? They've done this before.
I actually disagree a little bit because this clip's gone viral. I mean, not to the viral to the extent of, you know, like wide receivers that date Cardi B and stuff, but like this thing has gone viral. That might be a tease for later, right?
What'd you say, Daddy?
That's right. Call me daddy. Call me daddy. This is going somewhat viral enough to the fact that Major League Baseball knows it. So the problem for me now is when you put this out here. Oh, really? Well, now the umpires are going to say, hey, be on alert. And there might even be enough to say where they come out and say, look, guys, no one player was hit. We've heard talks. You're warned right now. And if somebody hits Ronald Acuna Jr., they're probably going to be gone because baseball does this now. Yeah. They overreact. Right or wrong, I don't care if you want to say, well, back in my day, it was such and so. Does it matter? That's the way it's policed now.
See, I don't feel like he was clout chasing. I just feel like he was being overly, like, old school. You know what I mean? Like, maybe his clout chasing to an old school fan, in my opinion. But it was like, dude, because this is different, right? Now, like, you used to see guys get plunked, like, mm-hmm. in the 80s and 90s. And, like, most of them didn't have, like, cell phones. Like, I feel like Spencer Strider probably has Bryce Harper's number. That he can text him and be like, hey, also, that's on me. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm sure that, like, there's some line of communication where it's like, dude, that wasn't even it. But maybe I'm wrong.
I'm sure there was. But back in the day, if there's already been a message sent or already out there. But see, don't forget, too, not back in the 80s and 90s, not everybody was throwing 97, 96, 95. I think it was 95 that he hit him with. The problem for me is when you put it out there, when you're trying to appeal to certain people, that is the definition of clout chasing.
It's probably true. And we'll get into that, obviously, a lot more in the coming days as the Phillies and the Braves will hopefully face off tonight if weather holds up.